Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. I'm Caleb White, and I'm a member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and I'd just like to take a few minutes of your time this week to study the Word of God together. This week, we're going to talk about dieting. You may be thinking to yourself, dieting? How can you be talking about God's Word and talk about dieting? But if you'll just bear with me this week, I think you'll understand. When you think about losing weight physically, what do? You think about how it makes you feel. You look at yourself in the mirror. You're disgusted. You don't have any motivation. You don't have any energy to get up and do things that you want to do. You just feel weighed down, no pun intended. So what do you do about it? Well, you either make up your mind that you're going to do something about it, or you have someone make up your mind for you. Did you know that an estimated 45 million people in the United States go on diets each year? That's a lot of people. When we think about our lives spiritually, it's the same way though, isn't it? When it comes to dealing with sin. And that's what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about going on a diet spiritually and look at the similarities between spiritual dieting and physical dieting. So when you think about physical dieting, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you look at yourself in the mirror and you're just disgusted? Well, you want to make a change. You're tired of being where you are. You're ashamed of yourself, of how far you've let yourself get out of shape. You just can't stand it anymore, and you're ready to do something about it. When we think about our lives spiritually, doesn't sin do the same thing? It does the same thing to us. It weighs us down. It weighs us down and just captures our lives and gets us to the point to where we're just tired of it, and we just can't take it anymore. And we're deciding to ourselves, you know what? I'm going to do something about this. We see many examples of this throughout the Bible, especially in the New Testament. One example would be the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. We all know the story there, how he asked for his father's inheritance right off the bat, and he leaves, and he goes away, and he spends his money on prostitutes and alcohol, and he finds himself in the muck and the mire with the pigs. And he thinks to himself in Luke 15, starting in verse 17, it says that when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" We see here the prodigal son, he realizes where he's at. He's as low as he can go. He's tired of it. He doesn't want to be in the muck and the mire with the pigs anymore. He knows where he needs to be. He knows he wants to go home to his father. He's even willing to take the chance and that his father would hire him as a hired servant. Not even to be his son, but just to be a servant in his father's household because he knew how well they had it. He was tired of his state in life, and he was ready to turn his life around and make that change. Another example would be the church at Corinth. We see Paul talking in the first book of Corinthians of things that they needed to correct in their lives. And in chapter 6, starting in verse 9, it talks about, Paul says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." We see here Paul using examples of revilers, homosexuals, thieves, covetous. These are the kind of people that were in Corinth at the time. These are some rough characters. But what do? They're tired of it. They want to make a change. As we see here in verse 11, where it talks about, Paul says, and such were some of you. So some of these people that were in the church were homosexuals, they were thieves, they were murderers, they were revilers. But they were tired of where they were in their lives, and they wanted to make that change. How do we make that change in our lives? Well, we do that through repentance. If you look in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, we see Peter preaching and teaching to the people about their lives and where they needed to be. And says that they were pricked to the heart. And they asked, "What, men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter says to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." We see here that Peter tells them to repent of their sins and to get rid of that old man and be buried in baptism and to walk anew, be a new man in Christ. They were ready to make that change. And that's what we need to do in our spiritual dieting, is be ready to make that change. That's all the time we have for today. We'd love to invite you to our services at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. Our services are at 9:30 and 10:20 on Sunday mornings, 5 o'clock on Sunday evenings, and 7 o'clock for our midweek Bible study.